Guess that line forms on the right, babe. Ah. Not that Mackey's back in town.
McBonagle here with you on this Monday morning. Got you for 4 hours till 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. Me and Fleek's rolling with you till then. Give me a call, 888-808-1019, 888-1019. You know what you should be calling me about? Should be calling me about the Mets and Luis Severino and the fact that they took 2 of 3 in an enormous series. As big a series as you can have in June. As big a series as you can have being 2 games under .500. As big a series as you can have battling in this jumbled up NL wild card race to take on the Cubs. Go into Chicago. The offense explodes. Severino getting pumped on the mound. 6 innings. The manager believing in him. Those great moments from the game. That's what we should be talking about. Instead, we're going to be talking about sticky stuff and Edwin Diaz. And let me start by saying this. As the Mets do go into Chicago, take 2 out of 3, bounce back from a loss against Texas and the end of a winning streak, and you're always curious how a team's going to bounce back after a big hot streak. You finally get that loss, they had a day off, and boom, they come back, score a ton of runs, then they get pounded by Chicago, and they bounce back from that. The bounce back kids, that's what we should be talking about. Severino and this pitching staff, that's what we should be talking about. Instead, we are talking about Major League Baseball. We are talking about Edwin Diaz, and we're talking about the next 10 games without him heading into this Subway Series against the floundering, terrible, disastrous New York Yankees. But we got time for them. But let me just say this as we get started on this topic, and I know we'll talk about it all morning long at 888-808-1019. Let me just say this. First off, I have thought that this feeling of the hands before every entrance or the entire way they have handled the sticky stuff since the beginning of this, when they banned it mid-season, has been horribly handled by Major League Baseball. Every single step of the way, I've hated every ounce of it. I've hated leaving it arbitrarily up to umpires to feel hands and determine how sticky it is. I understand they've done thousands of these. I just think it's stupid. I think the whole thing is dumb. They've handled it poorly. It's up to these umpires' discretion. And the fact, and it's not just Major League Baseball too, because let me throw this out there. The idea, and I know they're allowed to use rosin and rosin and sweat and whatever else, and it's pretty much just up to the interpretation of how sticky it is. Like, there's really no legislation on what you can use, what you can't use. It's just a matter of how sticky it is. Now, certain substances are stickier than rosin and sweat, so that's when you get banged. And apparently, we do have an idea of the pitcher, in Edwin Diaz in this case, saying it's just rosin, sweat, and dirt. And then an umpire saying, no, no, no. I felt rosin, sweat, and dirt before. This is clearly something else. It's stickier than anything. It's almost become the next greatest shape of my career or best shape of my life heading into spring training. Now we get from umpires, it's the stickiest thing I've ever felt. It's just so dumb. But let me throw this out there because it's not just Major League Baseball. How about the PA? How about the Players Union for not insisting on some sort of uniform substance that can be used, that we know is used, that's put on the mound, or like, and can be, you know, regulated in some way, where if it's anything else but this substance, come up with something between Major League Baseball and the players that works, that's on the mound, that we know what it's used for, that's what it is. And can we just, like, come up with something so we know what we're dealing with? And anything other than that, you're getting banged. And it's just, so on every level, and whether it's arbitrary, whether you're allowed to wash your hands, because I know that's a big thing for the Met fan right now. And I get it, because we've seen it. The Yankees, in 2 separate situations, have been allowed to go wash their hands. Clark Schmidt was allowed to go wash his hands against the Reds. We've seen, losing my mind. The guy threw the no-hitter. Herman. Sometimes when I get rolling like this, a perfect game too. What am I talking about? Herman was allowed to do it against Minnesota a couple years ago. So yes, it's arbitrary in every way, shape, and form. It's ridiculous. Umpires are grabbing hands and gloves and just strictly saying, well, this is a little bit stickier than I'd like, so I'm going to throw you out of the game. And then in this case, so many things bother me. It's ridiculous. Like, for example, as they said it too in the broadcast about the umpire giving Edwin Diaz back the glove. Are we not appealing these? Are we not trying to get to the bottom of it? Because right now, we have an umpire saying, no, that wasn't rosin. In other words, he's cheating and he's lying because Diaz has come out and said it's rosin, sweat, and dirt. And the umpire is saying, no, I felt rosin, sweat, and dirt. This is an illegal substance. Well, if it's an illegal substance, or I mean, he didn't put it that way, I'm paraphrasing. What else could you come up with if you're saying it wasn't that? What else was it? And I know he didn't specifically call Diaz a liar, but that's what he said. And if we're interested in getting to the bottom of it, if we're going to suspend guys 10 games and claim they're cheating, do we not want to look? I mean, how are you giving the glove back? How is Edwin Diaz going to claim it was nothing but rosin and sweat if the glove or the substance is not looked at? None of this makes any sense to me. All of it is stupid. There needs to be a better way to go about this. There needs to be a form of, hey, if it's super sticky, you're out. If it's, you know, if it's just slightly sticky, you can go wash your hands. If I feel like it is just rosin and sweat, I'm going to let you go towel it off. But if I think it's something sticky, then I'm just going to throw you out of the game. All of it is arbitrary and stupid. It's been handled poorly from the minute they cut it off in the middle of a season, which some pitchers claim injured them. Glasnow thinks he got injured from having to go cold turkey on the sticky stuff. And all of it, it's been poorly handled from the second it was deemed a problem in Major League Baseball. Having said all that, and as frustrated as I am by Major League Baseball in the way this is handled, what the hell is Edwin Diaz doing? Like, I understand, both things can be true, and I know we say that a lot. But never before have I felt more certain about it. This has been handled ridiculously dumb, and Edwin Diaz needs to be smarter and better, especially with a team. And you have to be aware of what's going on. You have to be aware you're dealing with a bullpen that just lost Reed Foley, just getting you back into the mix. You cannot go out there 10 games in the most important stretch of the year as we're talking about whether or not the Mets are going to sell, buy, stand pat. As the season's being decided in the middle of this pennant race, you cannot walk out onto the mound with your hand looking like that and feeling like that. Because although I didn't feel his hand, looking at the picture of his hand, if that is rosin, sweat, and dirt, and if that's the way, as he claims, that he's been going to the mound every single time, then he's lucky he hasn't been bagged yet. Because look at it! Like, we've seen this before. We've seen it on players' hands and necks. It's completely discolored. It's a full film on his hand. Like, on some level, you have to be aware. And I understand that it's kind of become rote, and it's just a matter of you getting your hand felt and glove felt every day, and you've gone through it, and maybe it's just a little more, and you weren't you have to be more on top of it. This stupid rule is in place, as the manager said. And you can't go out there with a hand that ridiculously sticky. Now, I don't want to say that, you know, he lost his confidence. He got injured. He went down to the minor leagues. He comes back and gets thrusted right into the closer role. Is it possible he's using a bit more than he normally would just to make sure he gets a grip? Which, by the way, almost every hitter in baseball would prefer. As we're seeing Judge get hit on the hand and blaming it as just the pitch that got away, but yet even that needs retaliation. Right? As we're seeing players hurt left and right, Mookie Betts is on the shelf for 4 months. Guys throw 100 miles an hour and harder than ever. Almost every single player, every single hitter wants the best grip possible, wants the idea. Sure, they don't want the pitches manipulated. Sure, they don't want you know, a pitcher throwing an average curveball to suddenly have a devastating curveball. But ultimately, they don't want in the put-em. Nobody wants one in the face. Not at 100 miles an hour. So there's got to be some level of grip, but then it's completely arbitrary into how much is enough. But having said all that, we know what the rules are. And as dumb as it is that it's arbitrary, you cannot go into a game with your hand looking like that, knowing all it takes is one umpire to think it's too sticky. And quite honestly, as much as and this is the other thing too, now that we're put in this position where the pitcher says one thing and the umpire says another, now, are we forced to think one of them is lying? Are we forced to think one of them is misleading? Or are they just both, is the umpire just an honest mistake? But he's talking about, I felt 1,000 hands. I know the difference. It's discolored. You got Cohen on the broadcast saying, absolutely, rosin and sweat mixed together could form some sort of discoloration and could look the way it is on his hand. Edwin Diaz saying he did absolutely nothing. Then you got Drew Smith, who, by the way, is forced into this game and warms up. And this is what cracks me up. I guess he warmed up too quickly. I mean, it only took 20 minutes watching the damn game. Then he has a problem, calls the catcher to him, and then doesn't even take a warm-up pitch. This was the most bizarre ninth inning you have ever seen. Between coming back from break, finding out Diaz has been thrown out, you have to bring in Drew Smith. He throws for about an hour and a half to get warmed up for the game, which he's entitled to. Then he calls the catcher in, obviously with some sort of discomfort. They come out and talk to him. He never throws another warm-up pitch or anything and finishes out the inning. Just bizarre. The whole thing is so bizarre. And I get it. It's frustrating for the Mets, and that's what it is. Like, in my mind, Edwin Diaz and the New York Mets and whoever else, whether it's the bullpen coach or him, I don't want to put it on, you know, the whole organization. It's on Diaz to make sure his hand's not like that. And maybe I heard Laurie talking about it, and I was thinking about it too. Maybe not a Met or a player personnel person, but like to avoid this kind of situation, if we're going to check relievers coming out of the bullpen, maybe you want an umpire right there in the bullpen as the player is walking out. So if he feels like it's too sticky, it's a quick and easy, go wash it off, go take care of it, as opposed to it's already out on the mound, you know. Like maybe there's a way to limit these, because a 10-game suspension for your closer right now and you lose the roster spot, that's a devastating blow to a Met team that's about to embark on, you know, or continue on some of the most important games they will play this year during the middle of their stretch where they are playing the best baseball of the season. And that's why, as much as I am frustrated by the whole way this is handled consistently throughout baseball, not just for the Mets, who've had to deal with it a couple times now, with Scherzer and Smith in previous seasons, and now Diaz, like, as frustrated as I am by the whole thing, and as much as I think it's stupid and overblown, and I don't know if it was ever the issue it was made out to be, nor did it need to be cut off midseason and 21 or whatever year it was, nor do they need to be checked every 2 seconds, and nor do they need to be thrown out of the game if it's slightly more sticky, and then we don't even check to see what the substance is. We're accusing players of cheating and not caring what they're cheating with. Like, it's just all dumb. But having said that, Edwin Diaz has got to be better. You can't allow this to happen. There are arbitrary things throughout life. This is not the only arbitrary rule in all of sports. You have to be on top of it. This is not something that can have a lapse of judgment when it cost you 10 games and a roster spot, and now your team is down heading into this, you know, the Subway Series. But I'd rather talk about Severino and how incredibly brilliant he was and the way he's been pitching for the New York Mets. And the manager who came in the sixth inning and showed guts, and who I think has done a remarkable job this year, who has shown confidence in his pitchers. This is not the first time he's done it. He did it with Quintana a few weeks ago. He's gone out there. He's shown confidence in his starters. He's shown confidence in his players. He's made moves like moving Lindor to the top of the order. Like, I think Mendy, despite all the poor play for a lot of the season, has done a great job with this team and has a really good feel for this team. And I'd rather talk about that, and I'd rather talk about Severino being, you know, someone who you can't move. And that's what's bothering me about the Mets right now, and I wanted to get into it. The idea that there are reports that this team right now, who just won another series, who just won another tiebreaker against the team they're competing with in the National League wildcard, and as they are looking to make a move, as their offense is the most potent in all of baseball over the last few weeks, as this team is indicating to anyone who's watching and anybody inside this organization, whether it be the GM or the owner, that they are as good as anyone in the National League and that they are fighting their ass off to get back into this thing after a lackluster start. If you are going to head into this and consider the depth inside this rotation good enough where you can trade away certain pieces and still perform, let me tell you something right now. The guy you just saw on the mound last night in Severino is a bulldog. And that's what he's been for the most part his entire career. Now, he's had some poor postseason performances, and last year was a debacle. But what you're seeing right now is a guy who can throw 98 miles an hour on his 100th pitch to strike out one of the best hitters in baseball over the last 2 years. What you're seeing is a guy who is an emotional, uplifting, and right now their best starter. And if you think that you can somehow get by and still perform while trading him because of the pitching depth, what kind of message does that send to the team? Because this guy needs to be here. And this team has shown you enough now where you have to continue. There is, in my mind, unless this thing falls apart in the next 2 weeks, this team has shown you right now what they're capable of. And they've shown you they're good enough. And the last thing I'm doing, is trading away either the best pitcher or anybody else on this staff right now, certainly Severino, because I have depth at the position. You don't have another Severino, let me tell you that right now. And this team has shown you enough. And if that's what this organization does, if that's what this GM does to kind of, scratch the itch of needing to acquire pieces and build for the future, which we all understood heading in. And we've been having this conversation about whether or not they should trade or whether or not they should sell or whether or not they should stand pat. And if we're going to have that conversation, you can't tell me this team hasn't earned a chance. And if you want to tell me, but you still have a chance while trading Severino because I've got depth in the organization, absolute nonsense. That's what we should be talking about, and not the sticky stuff. But we'll talk about both all morning long, and we'll get to the Yankees. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. The Mets continue their hot ways. The New York Yankees lose another series, third in a row. Can't hit left-handed pitching to save their lives, and they're going to face a couple of left-handers in the next 2 days as the Subway Series starts.